Konuşacak ya dostan elinde.
Ha.
Tamı tüyün kemiğe de. Ha. Tüyün ayın pekine.
De, tüyün kemiğe de. Hadi.
So, please let's sing we'll do it. Questions and answers today. Questions and answers right away.
De, tatarım da yavrum.
So, if there's any questions, we'll deal with, we'll pay attention to questions. Q&A. Q&A is so
important. That's
right. That's
right.
That's right. That's right.
That's
right. That's right. That's
right. That's right. That's right.
Okay. So you can ask any questions that you have regarding your daily practice or any kind of questions. It doesn't really have to be, you know, the teaching that he has given. Or whatever the questions that you have, so feel free to ask questions today.
I like to be enlightened by the time we eat and hear what do I need to do.
Well, what's that?
I'd like to be enlightened by the time we end today's session. What do I do?
Okay.
How's it?
I was saying that. So enlightenment is not something that can be achieved from nowhere. It requires a lot of causes and conditions, particularly of, you know, purifying one's mind. And if you are able to overcome all your all delusions or the afflictive emotions or the afflictions, then you will be enlightened after this session.
I have many afflictions, many delusions. I'm sure you've said this before, but I need a little repetition. This is a good way to when you've said your prayers at night, then you're going to your bed and you're put the lights out. What's a good way to turn your mind in a good way and make your sleep a good practice, a virtuous practice?
This is all in the chip. 니자 투절이야다 간다 수수 자와 간걸로 개회 자와리야 그러하도 따고로 봤어
되어버렸어
편의지 도시 아니어도
네
간다 도시 아니어도 대략상마
네아대
개회 자와리야 그러하도 따고로 봤어 다 뒤집어 다 간다 니에 가올 때 니게 개회 모을에 그러하시고로 봤어 어디 교회할이야 아니 지난다
Je vais vous montrer. nāmi kūnyā nī kūnyā sōng yu tēng tēsī yā tēng nī nā tēnā chī
nā sō So the common way of, you know, transforming one's, accumulating the merits or the virtue when one go to sleep. So the common practice is to reflect one's mind upon the three jewels and the qualities of the three jewels. Within the state of remembering or the reflection upon the three jewels quality, if you're able to sleep within that state, you know, within the, you know, by reflecting one's mind upon the three qualities of the three jewels, so this is said to be one of the easiest methods of accumulating merits. When one is even, so your entire, you know, sleep at that particular night will become a virtuous. And that is the easiest way, and it's a very common practice.
Is there an uncommon practice?
Dele ya, tomorrow na tomorrow mo yinba kya chya yore bes.
Dele chya yi man.
Naso, yore wada.
Yore wada. Yore se jiro wada.
Yes. So it is, if someone is engaging in the practice of someone who's received the initiations, empowerments, then there's an uncommon practice that should be done. So this is if you have received and one can sleep within the state of Dharmakaya. So there are three stages that, taking that into the path of, Dharmakaya and then the intermediate state into the Sambhavakaya and then Sambhogakaya and then birth into the Nirmanakaya. So there, those are the three different kinds of practice that we can do. I mean, in our day-to-day life, if one is high yoga tantra practitioner. So that's what I'm coming.
I just want to know if this is, a right way, a good way to look, or an erroneous way to look. So after the lecture last week, I was thinking that both nirvana and samsara don't really exist to an enlightened being, that they are simply tools for learning about the Dharma and the nature of the reality. That once you obtain enlightenment, they don't exist anymore. But does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if that's if I'm on the walking the right way or thinking that way.
Right. Then the to direja ta kanda kode yorwa kode kode ni kode ni ga pena kode ni ga ni ka jidan kode ni ga ga
dubi mares
kode ni ga dubi mares kode to mona dinde tong song se pesi na lia kode ni ga dubi mares kode ni ko tangi ju se de ju ya de 아니 이제 탐지 김에 고관 도야게 아니고 라제 도시지 라제 조제 지어 봐 라제 도시 아니 간다 코디 니디 공고인에서 마도 보시랬어 딱 간다 산제 사서는 코디 니 마도 보든 한국으로 봤어 내가 그랬어
まるなさんじたねかがかごぐるわす。たかんたもじょてはてるわた。うん。さんだんだんでじぐれまでぐれす。これでまばらめ。これでこのまどぶれすやで。こんでこのまどぶれすかんせ。うん。こわだね。こわだにゃでよろば。なんでにで。うん。かじ。かんた、あ、まどぶれす。まどぶれす。うん。さんじたね。うん。
かせる。これで、3時に終わりや。これで、暇とぶれです。暇とぶれ。言っとるまるわ。こわたん、こわたん、ディーシングルは。ディーバディクルバカディーン。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こわ。こ No. So, it is not right to think that samsara and nirvana does not exist. It does exist. It does exist because it has a functions. It is because of the samsara exists, we take a rebirth within the samsara. Right? So, when you gain state of enlightenment, and your way of looking at the samsara, your understanding of samsara and nirvana is different. Because at this point, well, when we think about the samsara or even the place or the environment where you live, we have a different perspective. And there is a disparity between how the environment exists and how that appears to our ordinary mind. So once you are enlightened and you have achieved the wisdom that understands the ultimate nature of reality, and you will then, your perspective of, you know, how things really are, it's completely different. So only thing is that you will change your way of looking at things and event. But that doesn't mean nirvana and samsara does not exist. Okay. Nirvana and samsara exist, but it does not exist inherently. That is what we mean. Okay.
So it's more than a tool.
That's
kind of scary. I think that they really do exist, even
in the
enlightenment.
Oh,
you said it, yes, sir. You said it, Lawrence.
Yes. College, we were trained to, many of us maybe had the experience of at one level learning about forms of oppression and how to try to be an agent to end that. And now it seems like there that the way we approach it in the West is still very ego-based. And I'm wondering if Geshe-la, and I'm finding myself struggling with wanting to do, to participate without, participate, whether it's at work or elsewhere, in anti-racism or anti-oppression movements, but without the strange off-centeredness that sometimes occurs with that. Lots of people are very emotional and things are pretty flared up, and that's not a very stable centered place to, or grounded place to be, stabilizing mindset. And I guess I was wondering what Geshe-la had to say to kind of navigate through that, where it's a good intent, but it's still
smeared with lots of unhealthy mental habits or patterns, even amongst, and especially amongst a collective or group of people.
So it's all, you know, it's in this case, you know, we have to, first of all, we need to work with our self-centered attitude, particularly of self-cherishing mind. We need to work with that. And if you're able to work with that, what we work with this then, regardless of where you are, you know, with whom you're interacting, or group of different people, that doesn't really matter to oneself, you know. And this will never create, if you're able to overcome your self-centered attitude, and egoism, then you will be never distracted, never offended by the actions of the other beings. So for this, you know, the most important is to really look at ourselves. And when you are, you know, experiencing some kind of discomfort, because he or she has done something, he or she is doing something, or he or she is doing something that is something that doesn't really, doesn't really suit your mentality. So then that. This is, you know, normally our mind become agitated. But if you really carefully look at this, how this mind stream come into being, from where this is coming, if you really analyze that, then you'll be able to find the root cause of this. It's always, you know, rooted to our self-centered attitude. So normally when you have this kind of feeling, you know, we create a lot of things by our own mind. When we see someone and we are delighted, you know, without speaking or interacting with this person, just by looking at this person, we get excited. We get very happy because you're creating the, you know, conceptually, you are actually creating yourself. And then on the other hand, if you see someone again, someone else, again, you are agitated and you feel unhappy. You know, that doesn't necessarily that your unhappiness of your mind is really created by that particular person. It is our own mind where all this, you know, discomforts are created. It's all, you know, really rooted in our own mind, which is rooted to our own self-centered attitude. So whenever we have this kind of, you know, situation, whenever you feel that there's something really agitates your mind and just, you know, feel discomfort, so you should really try to analyze how that's really coming into being.
Yes.
Question. In the Lama Chopa, the page on the inner offering to me seems a little bit strange.
Okay.
I understand there's a lot to this, but can you tell me a little bit so that I feel less strange looking at the, you know, what it says?
Yeah,
I would appreciate it because I know that it's baby steps, you know, there's a lot of learning to do, I'm willing to wait.
Absolutely. So that the Lamchu Vek and the talk called Yaman to Nanju Yoruba, Nanju Kiava, Nanju Chinla Yoruba, Nanju Chinla Kavna, that didn't only Dhammar Mangwai Tungudus, Tess Madhyara Shungudus, Tekaliyan and Dinaliya. Tess is a Samdansa Yavashi, Nanchi Dhambay Kavliya, so the Samdansa Yavashi, Teshish Nar Nas, Te Tordish, Nanchi Dhe.
Nanchi Dhe, Pidhani, Kari, Tanyo Ki Matanda, Tana Sei Chidi Apuya Jirwa.
No.
Tanda Dhe Kari Nanchi Dhe.
No.
Kare se gire, jizani kuno dhitsa sanabha ji jyon nirwa.
No.
An chitaliya dhinachi yandhi, dhinachi maana nanshi dhe, huma ahu se dhe. Haile ji, jima zanabha sayi chidhe dhe. Nachi namarayam, dhiba?
No. No, tanda peke nang kuno yorwa.
Riri.
Tanda shidhu tunin padangi chauk, ta kanda siyangan dhizanga chidhan yorwa. Tati sebu dhiyan di ta tebu mindu se gortamu.
Ali.
Kanda ta tinsu kare samdang uresi. So he's just saying that actually feel not very comfortable explaining those. That maybe many of you may have not received high yoga tantra initiations. It really belongs to high yoga tantra initiations. But there are, you know, he's saying it is mainly to purifying all those impure substances. We call it five types of meats and five types of nectars. Mm-hmm. Those are being purified and then transforming all those into a nectar and making in offerings. It is how this, actually, this is a really profound, you know, within this, you know, maybe a one page, it's a, you know, inner offering, blessings of inner offerings. It's also called, it's called blessings of inner offerings. So this, not only just transforming those substances, but it also explains entire parts of what we call it. There's the stage of generation stage and completion stage are all completed within this the inner offering. So it's going to be a very profound. It's a very profound. So he said, at this point, he's saying that think about that all those you know, impure substances are purified, you know, transformed into the pure substances and making offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And this can also be offered to all sentient beings as well. That this is, at this point, if you can think in that way, it's pretty good.
Okay. I was just wondering if there were any suggestions regarding physical pain and how our mind makes it worse and what kind of things we can do to reduce or eliminate or turn it into a positive experience.
Luke, the kind of than the day.
So, and water is the same time you can nago, she will go and let you punch over the shoes and then the jituna and go off with some chanuries.
Nazo chariot, what another Nazo ship him of my aunt.
Oh, not that which you my aunt. And not that you who my aunt, the time of the order, not that you have Santa Jana. And then I could give my aunt the Nipati, theatres, and was in there. In Natate, Nippon, I dig in water, sick in Haji, Nago Hugo, and I take you to our shoes, and I would put to not go at you with your ears.
So it's again, you know, really takes a very constant practice. It's not just one practice will really help. So, in with this regard, Kishla is bringing a again, you know, quotation from the Lamrim, the abbreviate Lamrim prayers from the Lama Chapa, Dhyana Jesu Lama tradition, which is compassion and guru. May all those the sufferings and you know calamities and wrapping up on me right now, so that may or whatever the happiness that I experience, I can extend to other sentient beings, and of compassionate guru bless me to be able to do this. So this is what we have to think, and this will really, that's a, you know, there are many practitioners who are really engaging in this practice. This is what we call, you know, transforming those you know, unfortunate conditions into the fortunate conditions.
So samsara is a very real place, and I don't want to see or know of anyone that I love dearly to go to, especially the hell realms. It's very horrible, especially thinking that they might be there more than one lifetime. And I can't think of any way to prevent that from happening other than working on my own enlightenment. And so then going back to Tori's first question, the quickest route that, so I would like to work on becoming enlightened as soon as possible in order to help people that I care about not to go to samsara other than exchanging myself for them in samsara. So I'd like to know what you think is more important, working on the mind or working on the heart? What is weighted more?
Wisdom or compassion, you mean?
Yeah, what would bring me quicker to
enlightenment?
To enlightenment. You think, in your viewpoint, what do you think in your viewpoint?
Tōjī tīrī shikinā. Sāngyā yā, gyōshō, gyōlam kārē sūtā sāngyā yā.
Sāngyā yā, gyōlam dābūtī, rānyā kī jīgī nyamū dī mā, sāmū tīngvā nā tīpūlā dī kā mē pāsā kūgī rō. Tā mē pāsā sūm nā, nī sāngyā. Tāndā ngā sā kī yā, tōpā nā jīmū dī wā nā kāng mē kīyā ngā sū nīyā kāngā dī nyamū dī rō. Nyamū dī nā kī nyā pūtā lā, sāmū tīngvā nā tīpūlā dī kī.
So our purpose of practicing and, you know, practicing compassion and putting an effort to, you know, cultivate wisdom is to benefit other sentient beings. Our purpose of gaining state of enlightenment is to actually benefit other sentient beings. For the practitioner, Mayana practitioners, the priority is not to gain state of enlightenment. The priority is to benefit all other sentient beings. Then for that, then you second, aspiration comes the state of enlightenment. So therefore, to do that, again, we have to work with our mind. The negative state of mind. There's no other external means that binds us within this samsara, within this unenlightened existence. It is our own mind, our impure mind, that binds us within this samsara, within this unenlightened existence. So until and unless we are able to, you know, undo the knot or the, you know, the chain of this unenlightened or impure mind, we are subject to take rebirth within this samsara, whether we like it or not. So therefore, we should always put in effort to work with our mind all the time, be vigilant about it, and it always says that I will really guard my mind by holding a very by holding a sword. And I will be standing at the very entrance of my mind. And at the moment, the negative states of minds try to pop up or try to come up, and I'll definitely defeat, you know, I'll use my weapon to defeat this, you know, negative state of mind. So this is how we should always be vigilant. You know, you should be very, it is almost like a bodyguard, you know, the president's bodyguard, were very alert about the obstacles. So this is how we should be. We should be with our own mind. Be ourselves as a guard of our mind. So this is how we can really, fight with our own negative state of mind. So the root cause of our samsara is attachment, hatred, and ignorance. So those are the root cause that binds us within the cyclical existence, samsara. And so in order to overcome those, then we need to engage in the practice of what we call renunciations, bodhicitta, and perfect view of emptiness, or the ultimate nature of reality, the view of ultimate nature of reality. So without having those understanding, it is not possible for us to actually overcome our delusions. And if we are unable to overcome our delusions, we have no other choice but to remain with the samsara. So this is what, you know, we should think about what he said. Any other questions?
Does Krishna have suggestions for practice in times of mortal fear? You know, like fear for your life or fear for very great damage or destruction. Especially coming from other people.
And I also have the same question.
Yes, the best practice to overcome one's fear is compassion. That's the best practice. But again, having said that, he said, you have to be practical as well. If someone comes with a weapon and comes with a gun and come after you, and then if he keeps, you know, standing there at the same place and meditating compassion, then you might get killed. So you have to find, be more practical. You have to find a way of actually getting out of, not having you try your best to actually how to escape from those people. But yet at the same time, you should always have a compassion for those, regardless of who they are. The more you have compassion for those people, and the lesser fear that you will have. That is fear. So compassion is the best. But be practical.
Can I follow that up, please? What I'm finding, I have a neighbor who's violent, and I've had to call the police twice, and the women in the building are afraid of him. When we look at him, his eyes, they're dead, like dead eyes. I notice that I'm having more negative feelings of fear, lots of fear. I sometimes can come to compassion, but lots of times it's more thinking, you know, what should I do here, what should I do here, what should I do here? So I'm not, I can't keep my mind still. So I now go to, shamatha, something like that. But just quiet, just to keep quiet. And we're trying to move me, but that's going to take a little while. So I'm not sure how to be practical. He lives right next door to me. We go in and out the same elevator. And he's already threatened me personally once and made three other violent actions, two of which I had to call the police on.
As you know, in the desa shirwa, mara desa ta kangla kangwa mangbuchi kangla dewarwa, tina yinyun ta tongba dinda yorwa, so ta tong ta dinda yorwa ta, sharwa dinda yorwa ta wanzina, ta dinzo kashi pe tukja dinda yorwa sa, meza yana sab dinda, ta mangchia kadu yinpe ne, chik suzu lo le, lo ma dewa chi ta, midi tong ta wana chi, that so say lo marung de ne ke yong dus cha sa ni ta ta ba kang ba je de jore kang ba go go ju sa ba je de jore sa che che den de ne ko ma ngo ni tia mo ron ye jing ang ko sa song de ne se ba nyen da ma mo tang sa song mo
a
nyen da ta chi ro ba da
a
chi chi jing ni jing nyen da ta chi ro ba de ta sa song so cha sa de xin na so xi wo du se
I struggle with my negative mind, but and I do have times of compassion for him. I mean, he's clearly suffering, so sometimes I have compassion, but I think the negative mind is not helping. My negative mind is not helping the situation. My fear is not.
Tomorrow, Tabar Jina Ling to Srua, and sometimes tomorrow, she meets the Ninja to Texas Congregate. In Benedict, Mansia, Consulta, Maru, Lord, and the King Katie, those. The suit.
Consequently, you want to see Maru,
I make any noise in my apartment.
June, and I conjugate the Nagy Lerna, Delpachi, Jenny. He hid at the Dulram the Yomaris. Until you are cut out, Colonel. No more Rame can survive as Andavichi.
So, again here it's still very important that maintaining compassion for these people, maintaining compassion. And here you know, in some cases, you know, you should, you know, take a, you know, stand, you know, firm. I mean, you should confront, you know, or
confront. I should not.
Should. Yeah, and be, how do you call, go through, sometimes you have to go through legal consequences. And again here, you should have, you should always, should not have any negative motivations with this. Because you know, this person is completely, such a person is completely overpowered by his or her mind. So for that, not only that he or she is, you know, creating a lot of problem to you, but he or she is creating a problem to other people as well. So he's creating a lot of problem at the time, and then he's creating, at the same time, he's also creating a lot of negative karma for himself in the future. So in this view, think about how much negativity that the person is actually accumulating. And, you know, if you really think in this way, then you will have a, you know, empathy. You'll have a sympathy towards this person instead of getting angry and so on. So with this kind of motivations, you know, he's hurting a lot of people, he's accumulating a lot of karmas, you know, so in order to, you know, prevent him from accumulating a lot of negative karmas and so on, I must do something. But that makes, you know, it's for us as ordinary beings, we are prone to having wrong motivations, but we have to be very careful with that. With a very calm mind, with a very, you know, compassionate mind, you then take the actions. That is the only solution when you face such situation. You have no other solution, but you have to, and this is the only solution.
Practices, what I find is it's not easy. You know, these practices are not easy. And what I wanted to thank Ishila for doing is that he has been doing these practices such that he can teach us. Because now that I see how hard it is,
this is easy. I just want to do this and this.
Not so. So I wanted to thank him for doing his practices so that he can help us, because I can see how hard it is.
And about it, as he tells us.
So you're right, I guess it is very difficult when it comes to, you know, you know, anger, hatred, and so on and so forth. Then we as an ordinary practitioner, we sort of, you know, our negative state of mind become more powerful than the positive state of mind. It's very natural to us, all of us. And so now, you know, we meditate on compassion when we are all by ourselves. But when we really come across with someone whom we should really, you know, have compassion towards, then we lose that, we kind of, you know, lose this compassion, which become really impractical. So for us, you know, we should always try to think about how we can really, you know, be more practical. Instead of just meditating on compassion all by yourself in your prayer room or your private room, but you go there and interact with the people without losing your compassion. So this is again, I already took a permission from Vishla. That's one of the story that this is from me, okay, not from Kishla. As I already took a permission from him. One of the stories that I would like to share, I think it's really inspiring. It's very, you know, the really senior monk from Namgyal Monastery. He was, he couldn't escape in 1959 when His Holiness came to India. He wasn't been able to, you know, leave Tibet at that time. But he was tortured, imprisoned for 20-something years. And 1986 or 85, he was released. And he was able to come back, he was able to follow His Holiness and come to India. He came to India, and then he went to see His Holiness Dalai Lama in Dharamsala. And then he make a prostration to His Holiness. And then His Holiness asked him the question, what was the most difficult for you, that difficult situation that you have faced during your imprisonment, when you are in a prison? And he said that the most difficult for me is to maintain my compassion. To maintaining my compassion for the prison guards, because he said every meal time, the prior to their meal in the breakfast, before the breakfast they get beaten, they will be tortured, and it's just like it's very consistent. If whatever, you know, regardless of what you do or what you don't do, you will always be beaten 3 times a day. So he said, for some time, you know, there was a moment that he almost kind of losing his compassion, but he was able to maintain. And he said, I barely passed my exam. So he was able to maintain all his compassion for them.
Because I'm thinking to myself, this is not a prison. I'm not going through what these monks are going through, and yet I'm still having this disease. So I do feel like a failure that I have not been able to maintain karma life. I have not been able to maintain the compassion in my heart. I don't know what to do with that failure.
We should really think that we are as a failure, right, for my opinion. We just think about, you know, we will do our best to follow those great beings, what they have done. So this is how we get inspired. You know, we are not in their standard. So we can't really be how they are doing, you know, we can't do what they are doing. So So we are their followers. So we are kind of on the process of really, you know, going, you know, we're trying our best. So, but trying itself is a really precious, actually. You know, it's, I would think it's a really fortunate for us. It's able to really not having a pure negative thoughts towards them, but we have a compassion at the same time.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
I'm reading about patience, and one of the things about patience is that there's one downfall of patience is discouragement, of thinking we can't do this and we can't do that. And there's, you know, it's like it's a question of patience, with it. We have to keep persevering and keep going.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's an elaborate.
We'll stop here, Michael.